This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsborough will be in the road. Black uniforms trimmed out in the orange and the white. Hillsborough and orange lettering across the front. White numerals trimmed in the orange. For Carlinville, the classic home white traditional uniform. Cavies in blue lettering across the front. Blue numerals trimmed out in the red. It is Byatt's the jump for the Cavies. Matouche for the toppers. And Byatt's wins the tip cleanly. And Carlinville will get it to start. Fike drives the baseline right off the gate. He's cut off, kicks out to Byatt's. Open for three. Yes, for Michael Byatt's. Good start for the Cavaliers. They can a triple off the opening tap. Here comes Vogel quickly into the front court. Leaves it off for Andre. Back to Drake. Left side of the key with Tekin. On the left wing now with Bellivert. Top of the key to Andre. Man-to-man for Carlinville. As Matouche drives baseline, cut off there. Pivots around. Slings it into the middle of the lane, off the hands of Andre, bounces right to Tekin. Back to Andre, into the hands of Vogel. He'll rise left elbow, missed it off to the side, and the rebound down to Carlinville and Trim. Here comes Briley Roper, into the front court, right into the right corner. Now he drives that baseline, reverse layup is good with one hand. Yes, for Briley Roper, very fancy, and Joe Vanzo needs a quick timeout. 7-10 for the opening quarter. Carlinville has jumped Hillsborough with a 5-0 lead. Back to the big house in just a moment. Early timeout for Joe Vanzo. Didn't like the start of his stoppers one bit after they came apart in the second half and that loss to Greenville last week. Played so well in the first half and then just could not get it done in the second half, and then a rough start here tonight at Carlinville in the opening minute. Best officiating crew around tonight, Jeremy Smith, Dan Smith, Rick Toll. They're in charge this evening, so we will have no problems. Tekin on the dribble drive, attacks, countered, and the foul for Jace Tekin. Oh, he did a great job to absorb the contact, kept his eyes on the hoop, and got the finish. The foul will go on Parker Fikes. That is his first, and it sends Tekin, the 6'2 junior, to the free throw line. Toss is no good, rattled out. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Parker Fikes for Carlinville. Both these teams in desperate need of a victory. 1-9 Hillsborough, 1-6 Carlinville. Down in the right block, Fikes. Nice spin move around Matouche. Missed it, then Gavin on the rebound. Got bumped, no whistle. He's out of bounds. It'll be Carlinville ball. Hillsborough fans don't like it. There was a little bit of contact there, but Gavin's a big, strong kid, and he just kind of allowed himself to get moved off his spot there. 6:37 for the opening quarter. On the baseline, Cavaliers get it in. Fikes, middle of the lane to Byatt's, turns off the window too strong. Michael gets his own rebound back, goes right into Matouche's chest, missed it, and the rebound down to Tekin. Good job by Gavin on the inside defensively. Here's Andre. Nice dish to Matouche, but Andre was fouled on the baseline before the pass. Second team foul on Carlinville at the 6:22 mark of the opening quarter. Jeremy Smith to the table, and he signals the personal foul on Parker Fikes. That is his second already. So Parker sits, and Carson Weiser checks in, 5'11 sophomore. Baseline out of bounds for the toppers. Tekin lobs it out to Dylan McCammack, who's checked in for Hillsborough, 6'1 senior. Leaves it off for Vogel. Where's the long black sleeves for the toppers? Tekin out front. Leaves it for Andre on the left wing, being checked there by Kessinger. Nick Andre lost the hand with the left hand, but it squirts free right to Jace Tekin. Jace gets a high screen from Matouche, turns the corner, rises up just outside the paint, and gets it to go down. Jace Tekin has all four of the topper points. 5-4, Carlinville leads. 2 minutes, 10 seconds gone by first quarter. Andre with the man-to-man pressure on Roper. On the curl, Kessinger makes the catch, right block, bounce pass. Roper, 4-3, yes. Check that, Michael Byatt's 4-3, his second of the quarter. 8-4 Cavies, and out front a travel on Vogel. He got that basketball caught on his hip. The pressure from Roper forced that. Second turnover on Hillsborough. McCammack out, Bellivert back in, and we got a timeout on the floor. 5:35 for the opening quarter. Carlinville leads Hillsborough 8-4. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carlinville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing the 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament here on FM 106. Out of the timeout, Byatt's diagonal pass down to the block to Kessinger, and he can't finish. Hillsborough pulls down the rebound, and they're fouled coming out. Third foul on Carlinville. And I believe, let's see, they're going to get Carson Weiser. with the personal. 8-4, Cavies lead. A couple of three-pointers in the quarter, courtesy of Michael Byatt. Has Carlinville off to the fast start. Andre, little touch pass to Matouche, right back to Andre. He reverses course, attacks, hangs, and hits. Nick Andre has his first bucket. So good with the mid-range and off the bounce. He's that innate ability to get to the front of the rim. 3 minutes played, first quarter, 8-6. Carlinville leads. Tekin deflects that out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Stage side trigger in the front court. Weiser in the backcourt, throws it to Briley Roper. Roper, the 6-foot senior, an elite runner, whether it be cross country or track. Out front, into the hands of Weiser for the Cavaliers. Into the hands of Roper. Briley puts it on the deck, quick first step, blocked from behind by Andre. Boy, he got off the floor. Tekin's outlet to Vogel, up and down for the easy deuce. Great block by Andre, started the fast break for the Toppers, and we are tied at 8. Andre really gets off the floor quickly. That pass is kicked out of there by the Toppers, and it'll be Carlinville ball, 4:24 for the opening quarter. Boys games earlier today saw Staunton beat Bunker Hill 39-14 and Gillespie beat Wood River 67-62. Anthony Gravagna got his 1,000th career point in the Miners' victory. Here's Byatts on the curl, attacks, can't get it to go, and the rebound is down to Ethan Trim. He tries a diagonal pass across the lane. It's tipped and stolen. Tekin, long outlet to Bellever. The layup is good. Nobody got back for the Cavaliers. And David Suits wants a timeout. 4:06 for the first quarter. Hillsboro has their first lead over Carlinville 10-8. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages. Carlinville finds themselves trailing for the first time tonight. 10-8, Toppers lead halfway through the opening quarter of play. And a bad pass by Byatts. Just a miscommunication there. Thought his teammate was going to curl a little harder. Andre on the attack, forced it up, missed it with air. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Toppers. It'll be Carlinville ball. Both teams have turned it over twice. Cavaliers have committed 3 team fouls already. Parker Fikes on the bench after picking up 2 earlies. Here's Roper, off to Kessinger. Left wing it goes to Mason Duckles, who's checked in. Nice feed, down low to Weiser. Pump fake up, under and down with the left hand for Carson Weiser. And we're tied at 10. Here comes Vogel on the attack. Gets to the right baseline, cut off. Leaves it out for Tekin. Jace back to Drake. Triggers the 3. Yes, for Drake Vogel. He is a dead-eye shooter. Is the 5'11 sophomore for Hillsboro. 13-10 Hillsboro, 3:15 first quarter. Here's Byatts, middle of the lane, and he pivots around and he traveled. Yep, switched that pivot foot, turnover number 3 on the Cavaliers. All the girls' games completed today so far. Gillespie beat Bunker Hill, 55-13. Greenfield Northwestern over South County, 35-29. Litchfield beat Nokomis, 49-30. And Carlinville beat Staunton, 53-29. That was a much closer game in the first half. Now we've got Rick Toll over at the table talking with Joe Vanzo. Dylan McCamick might not have checked himself in properly at the table. I think all is well now. Toppers have Tekin, Vogel, Andre, Matouche, and McCamick on the floor. For Carlinville, it is Weiser, Byatts, Duckles, Kessinger, and Roper. 13-10, Hillsboro leads. They have the basketball, 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Vogel out front, leaves it for Tekin, top of the key. Jace in the right corner, it goes to McCamick. Off to Vogel into the triple threat position. Left side of the key to Matouche. Gavin kicks to Tekin for 3. Yes, for Jace. Tekin has 7 first quarter points for the Toppers. They've knocked down 2 threes in the quarter, and they lead 16-10. 2:35 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro's responded after that early timeout by Joe Vanzo. Byatts for 3. Got it again. Michael Byatts, his 3rd triple of the quarter. Cuts the lead in half. 16-13 Toppers. Here's Vogel. Off to McCamick. Left wing with Nick Andre. Andre, dribble handoff to Vogel. Drake, dribble handoff in the left corner to McCamick. He'll hand it off to Andre. Nick Andre crosses over, gets to the rim, and draws the foul. That was a nasty crossover out front. Then on the blow-by, draws the foul. They will get Mason Duckles on the personal. That is his first, team's 4th, with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Andre, 2 points on the night. Free throw is good. Hillsborough now 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. Dylan Smail will check in. He'll replace Jace Deacon. I think the topper problem might have been they were going to Mr. D, which is the topper scorekeeper, near their bench. They weren't getting all the way over to the official scorer in the middle of the table, as Joe Vanzo had to redirect Dylan Smail to the proper position there. Andre gets both free throws. It's 18-13. Hillsborough with the lead. Man-to-man for the toppers. Bias might have been open back door momentarily, but Carson Weiser didn't want to risk it. Down to Ethan Trim. Muscles his way up. Missed it, but draws the foul. First foul on Hillsborough will send Ethan Trim to the free throw line. And they're going to get Gavin Matouche on the personal foul. Ethan Trim, 6'2 junior, transferred from Southwestern after last year. Free throw for Trim is good. Ethan Trim's first point of the night. Carlinville's first free throw of the night. Makes it 18-14 Hillsborough. Second free throw for Trim. Left that one short of the rebound down to Smail for Hillsborough. Here comes Dylan. Middle of the lane to Andre. Got past his defender. Goes up. Missed it. Might have been partially blocked by Trim, and Ethan pulls it down. Long outlet pass in the front court to Byatt. Michael feeling it. Heat check, and that one's a little strong. Out of bounds off of Carlinville. You can't blame Byatt for trying. When you've hit three in the quarter, you might as well pull up in transition for three. 101 seconds for the first quarter of play. It's been an entertaining first quarter. 18-14, toppers lead. Andre leaves it for Matouche. Gavin hands off to Andre on the right wing. 90 seconds for the quarter. Nick Andre, left wing to Smail. Dylan cut off the left elbow. Back to Andre, top of the key. Man-to-man defense for the Cavaliers. Here's Vogel, top of the key. Leaves it off for McCamick. Into the hands of Matouche. Minute 15 for the first quarter. Gavin gets into the paint. Goes right into the shoulder of Trim. Missed it with the left hand. It's out of bounds off of Gavin. It'll be Cavalier ball. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. Teakin back. Andre out for Hillsborough. Brock Bellever going to check in. And he will replace Gavin Matouche. A 4-point Hillsborough lead after Carlinville led early. Toppers took a timeout in the first minute of the ball game. Did not like the way they started. Smail with the pressure into the hands now of Weiser on the right elbow. Leads it off for Roper. Final minute of the quarter. Ball jarred loose, picked up by Weiser off the floor, but he's going to be called for steps. Yep. Caught it, bounced it, had it knocked away, got it back, bounced it again for the double dribble. 50 seconds, first quarter, 4-point topper lead. Vogel across the timeline for Hillsborough. Bounce pass in between the circles, leaves it for Smail. Vogel runs the baseline, has it now on the left wing. Drake crosses over, rises, foul line, tough shot, missed it. Rebound down to Trim, 40 seconds for the quarter. 4-point Hillsborough lead. See how Carlinville wants to play this. That's a lot of time to work off. Roper on the attack, lost the handle, gets it back on the baseline, finds Byatt, heart of the lane, raises up, missed it, and the rebound down to Teakin. 23 seconds for the first quarter. Now the toppers will hold for the final shot. Teak leaves it off for Vogel, into the hands of Bellever. Brock, top of the key to Smail, 13 seconds for the first quarter. McCammon across the head of the key to Teakin. 8 seconds for the quarter. Jace on the bounce, backs out towards the volleyball spike line with five. Gets a screen with three. Turns the corner with two. Rises around and out at the buzzer for Teakin. And after one quarter here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, it is Hillsborough 18, Carlinville 14. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker, back here at Carlinville. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this Carlinville Holiday Tournament basketball action. Hillsborough leading the Cavaliers 18-14 after one. We're going to have Quinn Steiner coming up to talk to us at halftime as he is part of the Elks Hoop Shoot, which will be this Saturday at the DiMuzio Sports Center in Carlinville. We'll talk to Quinn Steiner about that. It's all free. Registration this Saturday. Quinn Steiner coming up at halftime. Andre on the curl, nice spin, gets back to the middle, off the heel, kicked out, and the rebound down to Roper and the Cavaliers. 9 points for Michael Byatt in that first quarter. That leads all scorers. 7 points for Jace Teakin, and that leads the toppers. Carlinville led early. Hillsborough rebounded late in that quarter. They lead by four as we are just underway in the second quarter. McCamick takes it right away from Carson Weiser. He's to the floor, picks it up off the deck ahead to Tekin. Jays counter to the foul for Jays Tekin. His ninth point of the half. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three, his second opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. He was not able to convert the free throw back in the first quarter. Great job that time by Dylan McCamick forcing the turnover, which led to the fast break opportunity. Jace Tekin, 6'2 junior, toss is good. Teak has 10, 21-14, toppers up a touchdown here, 7 minutes for the first half. Briley Roper will walk it into the front court. Andre waits for him there in the topper half court, man-to-man. Byatts on the right wing, leaves it off for Parker Fikes, who's back in the ballgame with two fouls. Roper on the baseline to Byatts, nice pass across the lane to Trim off the window, it's good. Ethan's first field goal. Good ball movement that time from Roper to Byatts to Trim. 21-16, toppers lead. 6.5 minutes first half. Here's Tekin right side of the key. Leaves it off for Andre. Top of the key it goes to Bellever. On the right wing with McCamick. Up top to Smale. Left wing to Tekin. One dribble, pulls up. Off the mark too strong. Rebound down to Bradley Roper. Roper will race his way into the front court. Now he slows it up at the volleyball spike line. Cut off there by Andre. On the dribble, out near midcourt. Turns the corner right side, and we're going to get a hand check on Nick Andre. Just the second team foul on the toppers. First personal on Andre. And it will be sideline out of bounds for Carthenville. Gavin Matouche, Drake Vogel returning for Hillsboro. Bellever and Smale out. Carthenville will throw in right in front of the Hillsboro bench. Cavies trail by 5. Kessinger gets it in, top of the key to Byatts. Michael attacks, left block, blocked in there by McCamick, picked up by Dillon, and he's fouled. Fifth team foul on Carthenville. And they will get Byatts. That is a guarantee. You commit a turnover, and you're going to commit a foul shortly thereafter in that spot. That seems to happen time and time again. Feel like you should have converted a bucket or whatever the case may be, you usually have an aggressive foul on the other end. Here's a turnover, a steal by Trim on the nice overplay. Good hustle by Tekin to get back and deflect it out. It'll stay with Carthenville. Good hustle by Tekin. Better defense on the other end by Ethan Trim. He was in the high post, and he just anticipated that high entry pass and was able to get around his player and get in for the steal. Now the pass is tipped and stolen by Matouche, and he's going to be called for steps on the other end. He got all the way underneath his own hoop and then could not get stopped in time. So the teams just exchange turnovers. And for Carthenville, instead of baseline out of bounds in the front court, they took it baseline out of bounds in the back court. Stays a 5-point Hillsboro lead. Out front with Parker Fikes, works on the left wing. Feeds the post down to Trim. Ethan put it on the deck, ill-advised, stolen by McCamick. Now Trim gets it back, and he's going to be on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Great hustle on both sides that time. But for Trim, as soon as he bounced the ball, that's where his problem started. 5.5 minutes for the first half. 21-16, Hillsboro leading. Litchfield Calhoun coming up next here on FM 106. Quinn Steiner coming up at halftime. Talk about the Elks Hoop Shoot this Saturday at the DiMuzio Sports Center right here in Carthenville. 21-16, toppers lead. Andre handling on the right wing. Beats it down to Matouche. Gavin draws a triple team. Nice bounce pass across to McCamick. Too strong. Matouche's tip is good. Nice tip from Gavin Matouche after he made the nice pass to McCamick. So he didn't get the assist, but he got the rebound and the bucket. Here's Mason Duckles, leaves it off for Kessinger. On the left wing now, the Cavies swing it to Roper. Up top to Carson Weiser. Into the hands of Duckles, the 5'10 sophomore. Leaves it for Fikes. Kessinger picked up his dribble after one bounce. Right back to Fikes it goes. He drives right baseline. Cut off, stolen by Drake Vogel. He just read that like a book. Threads the needle with the bounce pass. That's tough and turned over. Two toppers in the same area there, Tekin and Matouche. That was a high degree of difficulty on the pass for Drake Vogel. It got through. It just didn't bounce up high enough to get into a good catching position. 23-16, Hillsboro leads, 4:25 for the first half. Cavaliers have the basketball on the right wing with Fikes. Tries to feed the post, kicked out of there by McCamick. Dylan McCamick's had a real nice half defensively here for Hillsboro. Returning for Carthendale, Trim and Byatts. Duckles and Kessinger will sit. Cavi ball, baseline out of bounds. They line everybody up along the baseline. They'll lob it out to Roper. Makes the catch at the top of the key. One dribble, pulls up, left it short. Rebound to Andre. Nick Andre, one on three. All the way to the rim with the Euro step. Yes, for Nick Andre. He has six. 25-16 toppers halfway through the second quarter. On the curl, Roper. Attacks, hangs and hits. Briley Roper has his second field goal. 4 points in the ballgame. 25-18. Here's Vogel. Leaves it off for Matouche in the corner. Top of the key it goes to Tekin. Chase brings it back near midcourt, being checked by Weiser in the Cavalier man-to-man. Andre between the circles. Right back on the right wing it goes to Tekin. Wanted to feed Matouche, wasn't there. Now Gavin has it in the right corner, being guarded by Trim. Matouche gets on the baseline. Good job by Trim to stay with. And then Gavin spins back towards the foul line and with the left hand puts it home. That was a really slick move from Gavin Matouche. Trim cutting him off the baseline, and Gavin said, all right, I'll go this way. Back door cut to Weiser. Missed it. Good contestant there from Matouche. And Tekin down with the rebound for the toppers. Right down the heart of the floor. McCamick in the corner. Off to Vogel. Drake kicks to Matouche. Gavin, 15-footer, way too strong out of the corner. And the rebound down to the Cavaliers. 3 minutes, first half. 27-18 toppers. Roper leaves it off for Byatts. Michael, dribble drive, kicks the Trim. Had his pass stripped away from behind by Vogel. Never saw him ahead to Matouche. And then Gavin is going to be called for steps. Yep, couldn't get those air brakes activated fast enough in the middle of the lane. Sixth turnover on the toppers. Smale and Bellever return. Matouche and Vogel out. Carlinville's turned it over eight times in the half to six for Hillsboro. 2:45 for the first half of play. Litchfield Calhoun coming up next here on FM 106. Hillsboro leading Carthendale here 27-18. Byatts gets into the heart of the lane and he's going to be called for steps. Good job by the topper defense to stay right with Byatts that time and force the extra step. Jack Kessinger returns. Parker Fike sits for the Cavaliers. Drake Vogel right back into the ballgame for the toppers. He will replace Dylan Schmale. A 9-point Hillsboro lead after they trailed early. They were down 5-0 a minute into the game. Joe Vanza took a timeout. Team got settled in. They've been in control ever since. Here's Tekin on the right wing with Andre. 2:20 for the first half. Andre going to pull up baseline. That's a tough shot with a hand in his face, and he gets the roll. The bucket is good. 8 for Andre. That was a very tough shot. 15-foot corner, hand in his face. Got it to go. 29-18 toppers. 2:05 for the first half. Here's Byatts on the right wing. Michael gets to the foul line. He's cut off. Off to Roper out between the circles. Briley Roper on the attack. Comes back left side now. Hunt. Minute 50 for the first half. Roper still out near midcourt. Andre staying right with him. That pass is tipped by Vogel. Hillsboro very active defensively. Kessinger on the drive draws the foul. They are going to get Bellever. Third personal foul on Hillsboro. And for Bellever, that's his first. That makes Hillsboro's defense in this first half all the more impressive, doing it while fouling just three times. At the free throw line, Jack Kessinger. The free throw for the senior is short. Carthendale now 1 of 3 from the foul line here in the half. 103 seconds for quarter number two. Second free throw for the 6-foot senior, Jack Kessinger. Toss is good. He gets 1 out of 2. 100 seconds first half on the left wing. With Bellever in the corner it goes to Andre, off to Smale. Top of the key to Bellever on the right wing with Andre. 85 seconds for the first half. Andre spinning, gets tripped up, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Carthendale. It'll stay with the toppers. 81 seconds for the first half. A 10-point Topper lead. They have the basketball, baseline, out of bounds, front court. Topper at each corner of the lane. Andre looking. Into Bellever. He wants the three ball, too strong. Rebound to McCamick off his hands, picked up off the baseline by Briley Roper. 70 seconds for the half. Here comes Roper. All the way to the rim. Layup is good. No one stopped ball, and Briley took it coast to coast. 8-point Hillsboro lead as we approach the final minute of the first half. Here's McCamick off the Tekin. Left wing with Andre. Skip pass to Bellever. This time Brock passes on the three into the hands of McCamick off the Tekin. Jay slipped a little elbow up that time to Carson Weiser. Didn't like how close Weiser was. 45 seconds for the first half. They got a few oohs and ahs from the crowd. Tekin on the right wing. Weiser just sticks his hand right up in Tekin's face. Jace bats it away. On the attack, Tekin, tough shot with hands in his faces and falling away. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. Roper bounced it right off his foot with no pressure. Picked up by Tekin. The layup is no good. Picked up in the middle of the lane by Andre. He follows, and we got a block on the Cavs with 20 seconds for the half. Two free throws for Nick Andre. Unforced turnover that time by Briley Roper. He just lost the handle as he crossed midcourt. That is the 10th turnover on the Cavaliers. The foul, the second personal on Carson Weiser. Free throws for Andre. 2 of 2 tonight, make it 2 of 3 as he misses the first of two tosses. Quinn Steiner coming up at the half. Elks hoop shoot, the free throw contest for the youngsters will be this Saturday in Carletonville. We'll talk to Quinn Steiner about that. Coming up at the half, 29-21. Hillsboro leading as Andre's second free throw is good. 18 seconds for the half, a 9-point Topper lead. Cavaliers can hold for the final shot. Roper out near midcourt. Right wing. He's going to fire for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Smale with five. He's got time. Bounce pass to Vogel with two. Drake. Layup. Tekin. Yes! At the horn. It's good. Jace Tekin at the buzzer. Off the feed from Drake Vogel. He left his feet and then kind of a no-look underhand shovel pass to Tekin, who floated it up and in from about 5 feet off the baseline. At the buzzer. At the half, it is Hillsboro 32, Carletonville 21. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carletonville High School. Thanks to Quinn Steiner for stopping by here at the half. Again, the Elks hoop shoot here in Carletonville this Saturday. Registration at 9:30. The free throw contest starts at 10 at the DeMuzio Sports Center this Saturday. Hillsboro leading Carletonville 32-21. Toppers led 18-14 after one, outscored Carletonville 14-7 in the second quarter. Jace Tekin leads all scorers with a dozen. Nick Andre with 9, 5 for Drake Vogel, 4 for Gavin Matouche, 2 for Brock Bellever. For Carletonville, 9 points for Michael Byatt, all in the opening quarter, 6 for Briley Roper, 3 for Ethan Trim, 2 for Carson Weiser, 1 for Jack Kessinger. And the Cavaliers will get the basketball to start the third quarter, and here we go. Roper, Byatts, Trim, Kessinger, and Fikes on the floor for Carletonville. It's Andre, Tekin, Matouche, Vogel, and Bellever for the Toppers, and Roper on the dribble drive. He is hand-checked and fouled. Baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. They will get Andre with the second personal. Hillsboro hit 2 threes in the opening half of play. They were 4 of 5. Checked out 4 of 6 from the free throw line. 6 turnovers for the Toppers in the first half. At Carletonville for 10 first half turnovers. Roper on the bounce out near midcourt. Andre staying right with him. 30 seconds gone by third quarter. Roper still on the bounce on the right wing. Picked up the dribble now. Bounce pass down to Kessinger. Blocked from behind by Matouche and stripped by Bellever. Picked up by the Toppers and Tekin. Here comes Jace. Pulls up 14-footer. Left it short. He might have slipped right as he planted to elevate. Here comes Byatts for Carletonville racing into the front court. Off to Roper. Briley Roper brings it back between the circles for the Cavies. The 6-foot senior. Being checked by Andre. Poked away by Andre. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Carletonville. They'll have it stage side. Front court. 6:59 for the third quarter. Litchfield Calhoun coming up next here on WUSMI FM 106. Gary Boker with the call there. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this Carthenville Holiday Tournament action here on WSMI, the 54th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Roper on the attack, got all the way to the rim, but then shorted it. Rebound down to Andre. Bradley did the hard part. Vogel open for three. Back rimmed it too strong. Rebound picked up by Trim. Good rebound by Trim as he outbattled Matouche on the inside. 6.5 minutes, third quarter. 32-21. That was our score at the half. Hillsborough with the lead. Roper kicks off to Kessinger. On the right wing with Fikes in the corner to Roper. Bradley, nice head fake on the three. Drives the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. And the rebound down to Matouche. Here comes Andre. Nick Andre crossing over. Attacks, yes, off the left block with the right hand finish for Andre. He has 11. So good from 15 feet and in. 6 minutes, third quarter, 34-21, biggest lead of the night for the Hilltoppers. Bradley Roper, bounce pass to Byatts on the right wing. Michael Byatts feeds it down to Trim. He's battling against Matouche. Ethan makes the catch. Gavin goes straight up, but Trim able to finish over the top. He has 5 points. Good strong battle down there on the inside between Trim and Matouche. 34-23, Hillsborough leads with the basketball. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Jace Teakin on the right wing with Drake Vogel. Drake being guarded by Byatts, top of the key to Andre. They swing it left wing with Teakin. Jace Teakin, left elbow with Bellever. Down to the block to Matouche. Gavin spins baseline, rises up, left it short, and the rebound down to the Cavaliers. Walking the ball into the front court is Briley Roper. Cross the head of the key to Kessinger. Down to Fikes. Bad pass. Deflected by Matouche. Found its way to Trim off the window. It was good. Good job by Ethan Trim off the deflection to stay with it. 34-25 Toppers. Here comes Vogel on the attack. Dumps it down to Matouche. Gavin muscles it up and draws the foul. Two free throws for Gavin Matouche at the 4:54 mark of the third quarter. They're going to get Fikes for Parker. That is his third. And it sends Matouche to the free throw line. Gavin has 4 points tonight. First trip to the foul line. Free throw's too strong. Hillsborough now 4 out of 7 from the foul line. Fikes out and Carson Weiser returns for the Cavaliers. Andre is out for Hillsborough and Dylan Smale back on the floor. Second free throw for Matouche is good. Gavin gets 1 out of 2. He has 5 for the game. The lead is 10 for the Toppers. 4:50 for the third quarter. Bradley Roper quickly into the front court, poked away from behind, picked up by Vogel. Drake tries the left-handed layup with a euro step, missed it, and the rebound down to the Cavaliers. Parker Fikes gets around the defender out of midcourt, then loses the handle, picked up by Teakin. Bounce pass, Bellever off the window. It's good. 4 for Brock Bellever as the Toppers have the 2-on-1 fast break following the turnover. Game has gotten sped up a little bit here in the third quarter. Trim on the spin. Oh, nice move for the big fella. Very fleet of foot. 9 points for Ethan Trim. 6 in the quarter. Here is Bellever for 3. Cans it off the left wing. Brock Bellever has 7 points. 40-27 Hillsborough. Halfway through the third quarter. Byatts on the attack. Reverse layup good. 11 for Michael Byatts. 11-point lead for the Toppers. Vogel, long pass ahead to Bellever. He missed it, but he was hit on the release. And 2 free throws for Brock Bellever. The pace of this game has really picked up here in the third quarter. They'll get Ethan Trim on the personal. That is his first. Team second of the half. At the free throw line, Brock Bellever. 7 points for the game as he misses the first toss. Trim out, and Mason Duckles returns for the Cavaliers. Litchfield Calhoun coming up next here on WUSMI, the 54th annual Carthenville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Free throw is good for Bellever. He gets 1 out of 2. He has 8 points for the game. Topper showing a little full court man pressure. Roper in the backcourt, and he was hacked by Smale. For Dylan, his first, team second. 3:49 for the third quarter. The Calhoun Warriors, they get up there, headed down to the locker room. They will have the nightcap against Litchfield. They are old school. They're dressed slick. You got the black sweater vest, long white sleeve shirts and ties. They don't dress like that anymore. Stolen by Matouche off the inbound. Gavin waits for the teammates. Off to Bellever, back to Matouche. Return pass to Bellever. Skip pass to Smale. Teekin on the baseline, cut off. Back to Dylan Smale. Into the hands of Vogel, back to Teek. Jace for three, short, and the rebound off to Kessinger for Carlton DeVille. 3:25, third quarter. Yeah, it used to be standard. You would see the high school teams rolling. It's Byatt's attacks, missed it. Rebound down to Weiser, blocked and fouled by Drake Vogel. Free throws for Carson Weiser. But it was just the norm. You would see a high school team, they would come in, they'd all be dressed the same, whether it was ties or not, they'd all be wearing the same color pants and a button shirt. That's not standard anymore. When you see a team like Calhoun come in dressed all the same, it really stands out. As the free throw from Weiser is way too strong, he almost banked it in. McCamick and Andre back for Hillsboro. Matouche and Teekin out. 3:16 for the third quarter. 41-29, Hillsboro leading. Second free throw is short for Duckles. Saved by Bellever, but it's saved right to the Cavaliers. Off to Kessinger, counted and the foul. Jack Kessinger, his first field goal. He has three as he used the left hand that time for the finish. Ian Malloy at the table. He's going to check in for the Toppers. The 6'2 sophomore here. That foul went on Drake Vogel, his first, team's fourth of the half. And now we've got our officials huddled up, maybe confirming who the foul was on. They'll give it to McCamick. McCamick is first. Bellever is out. Ian Malloy into the action for the first time. Free throw for Kessinger is good. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 41-32. Now Cronville showing a little bit of three-quarters court pressure. Hillsboro handles it with ease. Vogel with a spin pass. Smale, corner three is good for Dylan Smale. His first bucket. Off the fancy pass from Vogel. And then a hand check in the backcourt by Smale. His second. Team's fifth. 2:54 for quarter number three. Litchfield and Calhoun coming up next here on FM 106. Of course, Calhoun, the defending tournament champs. Beat Hillsboro in the championship game last year. On the attack, Roper hangs and hits, and he's fouled. Bradley Roper with eight, and he'll have a chance to make it nine for the game. We've had an old-fashioned three from Jack Kessinger, and now Roper will try to match. Litchfield an entirely different team than they were a year ago, but last year Litchfield and Calhoun played one of the best games of the year in this tournament. That is good for Roper. He has 44-35. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Here's Vogel. In the corner it goes to Smale. Dylan Smale. Bounce pass top of the key to Vogel. On the right wing with Andre. Feeds down to Malloy. Ian Malloy. Good position. He's fouled and free throws for Malloy. Third team foul on Carlinville. They'll get the third personal foul on Carson Weiser. At the free throw line, Malloy. The toss is no good. Ethan Trim back for Carlton DeVille. Mason Duckles will take a seat. Jace Teekin returns for Hillsboro's. Drake Vogel will get a breather. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Second free throw for Malloy is good. Ian gets one out of two. And the lead is 10 for the Toppers. 45-35. Roper into the front court, feeds the post down to Trim. Ethan makes the catch, lost it on the bounce, deflected right back to Roper. Like hot potato for a moment. Riley Roper works left side, picks up the dribble, needs some help now. He'll find Byatt on the curl. Michael, that's a tough shot, pulls up from 18, left it short. Rebound down to Andre, and then Byatt with the foul. Fourth team foul, second personal on Michael Byatts. Hillsborough led 18-14 after one, 32-21 at the half. They're up 45-35 right now with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Smail on the right wing. Dylan Smail, top of the key, leaves it for Andre on the left wing. Going to get a high screen from Malloy, works opposite side, crosses over, steps through, lost the handle, gets it back, muscles it up, no. Rebound Malloy, blocked and fouled. Good job by Malloy on the inside. Stops the clock with a minute 47 left in the third quarter. They're going to get Briley Roper on the personal. It's his second, team's fifth. Two more free throws for Ian Malloy. Toss is off the heel and down. Malloy's now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Good minutes for Joe Vanzo here off the topper bench. Second free throw for the sophomore is short. Gets one out of two again. And the rebound to Ethan Trim for Carthenville. 46-35. Toppers lead. Cavies have the ball. 95 seconds for the quarter. Left block down to Trim. Good position off the window. It rolled out. Gets it back. Puts it home. Ethan Trim with 11. Don't know how the first one didn't stay down. But Trim stayed right with it. Gets the offensive rebound and the putback. 80 seconds, third quarter, 46-37. Hillsborough leading with the ball. Carthenville led early. Toppers haven't relinquished the lead since they took it. Here's Andre on the right wing, gets into the paint. Gets tripped up by Trim. Contact saved by Malloy, but he was out of bounds. And it will be Carthenville ball with 66 seconds to the third quarter. Drake Vogel back, Andre out for the Toppers. 66 seconds for quarter number three. And it goes to Briley Roper. Roper will take his time coming across the timeline. Final minute of the quarter. Litchfield Calhoun next here on WSMI. Roper on the attack. Did he travel? I think he did, yep. He got that extra step in before he took off. 14th Carthenville turnover. Wasn't a full step. It was kind of a shuffle step that got him called for the travel. Malloy out, good minutes there for Ian. Gavin Matouche back in for the Toppers. 50 seconds, third quarter, 46-37. Hillsborough leads with the ball. Tekin working on Roper, gets to the foul line. Back door to Vogel, Drake under the hoop. Nice slip pass to Matouche. Gavin nowhere to go, trapped under the hoop. Gets it away, but they're going to get it for 3 seconds. Matouche caught that ball right under the rim, had three defenders encase him. He had nowhere to go, and he could not get out of the lane before the 3 second count. Half a minute, third quarter, 46-37. Toppers with the lead, Cavies with the ball. Here comes Briley Roper on the right wing, leaves it off for Weiser. Down in the block to Trim. Ethan Trim makes the catch, drop step, missed it, rebound tapped around, picked up by Tekin. 18 seconds for the third quarter. That would have been a big bucket for the Cavies if they could have gotten it. Now they need a stop. 10 seconds for the third. Vogel on the bounce, top of the key, gets to the foul line, cut off. Down to the baseline, McCammick. Dylan raises up, count it, and the foul, Dylan McCammick. He was just camped out on that left baseline. Vogel made the play happen, and McCammick a chance for the old-fashioned three. His first bucket tonight. Toppers got a bucket at the end of the second quarter. Now they get one here at the end of the third quarter. Free throw for McCammick. Good. He completes the three-point play. 49-37. Here's Roper. Three-quarters court. Good if it goes. Close, but no. After three, it is Hillsborough. 49. Carthenville. 37. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough won the third quarter. 17-16. They lead the ball game. 49-37. And they will get the basketball to start the fourth. Vogel, Tekin, Matouche, Andre, and Bellever on the floor for Hillsborough. Carthenville has Roper, Byatts, Trim, Kessinger, and Weiser on the floor to start the fourth. Tekin's had a nice ball game, 12 points all in the first half for Jace. On the left wing with Andre. Nick Andre gets a screen from Bellever, crosses over, rises up just inside the foul line, way too strong, and the rebound down to Briley Roper. A 5-point swing at the end of that quarter. Ethan Trim had a good look off the left block, couldn't get it to go. And then Dylan McCammock got the old-fashioned three with inside of 5 seconds for the third quarter. As it is, it's a 12-point game down to Weiser. Tough angle. Stepped back and missed it. Rebound down to Andre. Nick Andre coast to coast, and he draws the foul. No one stopped the ball again. Two free throws for Nick Andre. They're going to get Ethan Trim on the personal. That's the second on Trim. Seventh on the team here in the half. Andre with 11 points. He's 3 of 4 from the foul line. That toss is short. Hillsborough now just 9 of 16 from the foul line. Looking for win number 2 of the year. Their one win came with the Tito shootout versus Cancer against New Berlin. That's a good win. Free throw for Andre is good. Unfortunately for the Toppers, it's their only win. Overtime loss to start the year to Shelbyville. Went down to the Kaskaskian Classic. Played a tough slate of games there. Tough, heartbreaking loss in Greenville on Friday. There's a nice job of post defense by Matouche. They tried to lob it over the top. Gavin deflected it away, and then as he went to pick up the loose ball, he was pushed and fouled by Trim. 6:53 for the ball game. 50-37 Toppers. It didn't start well for Hillsborough. They were down 5-0, 50 seconds into the game, and a timeout being called by Joe Vanzo. Since that time, though, Hillsborough has settled in nicely. 6:53 for the game. Timeout on the floor. Hillsborough 50, Carthageville 37. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Bilker back here at Carthageville High School, the 54th annual Carthageville Holiday Basketball Tournament, day number one. In boys action earlier, Staunton, the top seed, dispatched Bunker Hill 39-14. Ethan Booth had 23 of the Bulldogs 39. The 14 points, the fewest allowed in tournament history, besting Riverton's mark of 18, set back in 2006. The only other boys game to be completed today, Gillespie over Wood River, 67-62. Anthony Cravagna with his 1,000th career point in the minor victory. All the girls' games complete. Gillespie over Bunker Hill, 55-13. Greenfield Northwestern beat South County, 35-29. Litchfield over Nokomis, 49-30. And Carthageville beat Staunton, 53-29 on day one of the Carthageville Holiday Tournament. Gavin Matouche at the free throw line knocks down the first toss. He has 6 points for the game. He's now 2 of 3 from the line. Second toss is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over for Gavin. 6:50 to play. 52-37. Toppers leading. They will get Calhoun tomorrow. Baseline, Roper hangs and hits. Nice move for Briley Roper. He's in the double figures with 11. Joining Ethan Trim in double figures for Carthageville. Vogel. Out front to Tekin on the left wing with Andre. Nick Andre puts it on the floor, gets a screen. Now he's double-teamed, and he leaves it off for Tekin on the left wing. Matouche will come and set a high ball screen for Jace. He will hand off to Vogel. Drake Vogel to the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Nick Andre. A little three-man weave action out front. Now on the block, it goes to Bolivar. Tries the backdoor to Matouche off of Gavin's fingers, out of bounds. It'll be turnover number 9. On Hillsborough, that was a very tough catch for Gavin Matouche to try to haul in. That pass went a short distance at a high rate of speed. 6:05 ball game, 52-39, Hillsborough leading. As Briley Roper brings it into the front court with the left hand bounce. Top of the key it goes to Weiser. Into the hands of Byatts. Right back to Carson Weiser, off to Briley Roper, 5:50 for the ball game. Roper on the right wing, cut off, picks up the dribble, now leaves it for Trim, top of the key. Ethan Trim pivots around, tried the backdoor pass, ill-advised, stolen by Bolivar. Then Brock called for steps. The backdoor pass actually just hit Brock Bolivar right in the five hole. He picked it up and then traveled. Bolivar out, McCammock in for the Toppers. 5:39 to play. In the backcourt it goes to Briley Roper. Roper into the front court. 52-39, Hillsborough leading. Here's Weiser, left wing with Byatts. He had 3 triples in the opening quarter. 9 of his 11 points. It was a four-point game after one. Down on the block, DeWeiser draws the double, kicks out to Kessinger. Kessinger, dangerous pass off the baseline, going to be jarred loose, bodies on the floor out of midcourt, picked up by Byatts, leaves it off for Trim. Roper open for three. Back rim to two strong, rebound down to Matouche. Great hustle that time from Carlinville, just nothing to show for it. Tekin, jump stop, and he's going to be pushed and fouled. Free throws for Jace Tekin. The 4:59 mark, they will get Carson Weiser on the personal. That is his fourth. Jace Tekin, a dozen points all in the first half. Just one of two from the free throw line. That toss rolls off. Stays a 13-point topper lead, 4:59 to play. Second free throw, good for Jace. He has a Baker's dozen. And it's 53-39 Hillsboro. Bradley Roper off to Byatts. Into the front court come the Cavaliers. Weiser in the corner, back to Byatts. They swing it right side with Kessinger. Top of the key, Byatts comes off a screen. He'll fire the three, cans it. Michael Byatts has 14 points. That's his fourth triple. His first three ball, though, since the opening quarter. 53-42 toppers. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Can the Cavaliers string some stops together, get themselves back in this ball game? Tekin, top of the key with the left-hand dribble, leaves it off for Drake Vogel. Vogel, with the right-hand bounce, comes right side, leaves it for Andre. Nick Andre, right side of the key, now top of the key. Left wing to Jace Tekin as we approach the midway point of the fourth quarter. Tekin turns the corner all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. 15 for Jace Tekin. And the defensive rotation for Carlinville was late, and Tekin got all the way to the rim. 3:55 ball game. Byatts finds Roper. Briley rises up and knocks it down with the floater. Briley Roper has 13. That leads all Carlinville scorers. 11-point topper lead. Cavaliers need stops on this end of the floor. 3:40 for the ball game. Andre top of the key. On the right wing with Gavin Matouche. Matouche bounced it once, leaves it off for Vogel. Into the hands of Nick Andre. Andre off to McCamick. Tekin has it. Left wing now with Vogel. Give and go with Tekin off the window. He missed it. Matouche almost came through and knocked that ball away from Weiser, but Carson maintains. Underhand shovel to Kessinger. Attacks off the window. It's good for Jack Kessinger. He has six, and David Suits wants a timeout. 3:13 for the ball game. Hillsboro 55, Carlinville 46. We'll come back to the 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Carlinville has it back to single digits, a 9-point ball game, 55-46. Hillsboro leads. Toppers have the basketball. 3:10 ball game. String the stops, make some threes, and it gets real interesting real quick. Smale on the left wing. Bounce pass out to Andre between the circles. 3 minutes for the ball game. Stay tuned. Litchfield and defending champion Calhoun coming up next here on FM 106 from the 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Boys pool play action. Matouche on the attack, goes right to Trim, but he missed it. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. Now the outlet pass gets away. Trim just threw it too far. 16th Carlinville turnover, and that's a big one. 2:35 for the ball game. Hillsboro dodged one there. Smale in the left corner. Off to Andre, out of that volleyball spike line. Byatts all over. Nick on the blow by, and what do we have? A whistle and a timeout taken by Joe Vanzo. 2:27 to play. Hillsboro 55, Carlinville 46. Back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carlinville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this 54th annual Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament here on WSMI. Toppers lead with the ball. They have it in the front court following the timeout. Vogel off to Andre on the right wing, being guarded by Byatts. Andre had trouble with the handle, gets it away to Tekin as he avoided the double dribble. Andre trapped in the left corner, down on the block to McCamick. He is doubled quickly, raises up, and puts it down. Dylan McCamick has 5 points. He's used the drop step off the baseline, 57-46. That's a deep three for Byatts, and he rimmed it out. Oh, that would have been a huge shot halfway down and kicked out. 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Rebound down to Vogel. Drake Vogel comes into the front court working on Kessinger. Drake picks up his dribble, leads it off for McCamick, and Jovan's going to take another timeout as Vogel was in a little bit of trouble there. Minute 49 for the game, Hillsboro 57, Carthageville 46. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Following the Hillsboro timeout, Toppers have the basketball up 57-46, a minute 49 to play in the ballgame. Looking for win number two on the year. In the backcourt to Vogel, he gets it off to Dylan Smale. Smale across the floor to Tekin. Jay's being guarded by Roper. Leaves it off for Smale, being checked by Duckles. And then a quick foul given on Andre by Michael Byatts. That was the old non-intentional, intentional foul there. 96 seconds for the game. Stops the clock. Third foul on Byatts. Sends Andre back to the free throw line. He has a dozen points. Toss is good. Five of seven now from the free throw line in the money quarter are the Toppers. Up a dozen. Second free throw is off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Andre. Check that down to Trim as Andre got one out of two foul shots. Here's Roper between the circles. Carlinville has to go quick now. They don't have to rush, but they have to be quick. Roper out between the circles. To the right wing, cut off. He will fire for three. Left it short. Rebound down to Andre. Carlinville had to have that. 58-46, Toppers. 70 seconds to play. Vogel, trouble in the backcourt, Globetrotter style, lost his balance, spinning, falling, kept the dribble alive, and eventually gets to his feet and draws the foul. They'll get Byatts on the personal. That's Michael's fourth. 67 seconds to play. Sends Drake Vogel to the free throw line, the 5'11 sophomore. Has 5 points tonight, all coming in the opening quarter. Toss is short. Litchfield, Calhoun for you coming up next. Then tomorrow night, Staunton, Wood River, Litchfield, Carthageville in boys' pool play here from the Carthageville Holiday Tournament. Vogel misses the pair of free throws and the rebound to Carthageville. 60 seconds for the game. Here's Roper, top of the key, leads for Byatts. Michael all the way to the rim, missed the layup. I think he anticipated contact that never came. Rebound down to McCamick for the Toppers. Off to Andre, ahead to Smale, and he's fouled quickly by Bradley Roper. Double bonus for the Toppers, just 49.3 seconds left. A good bounce back win for Hillsboro here after that tough loss on Friday night at Greenville. And of course they went to Altamont on Monday. Free throw good for Smale. That Altamont game Monday was a makeup game. Couple days off for Christmas. Now back at it here at Carthageville. Smale gets both free throws. He has five. 60-46. Toppers lead. Clock running. 45 seconds for the ball game. Ethan Trim gets to the middle of the lane. Stripped away by Dylan Smale. I don't think Trim ever saw him coming. 17th Cavy turnover. In the backcourt, Tekin. And let's see if the Cavaliers just let him go now. Half a minute for the game, and they will. Jace Tekin on the dribble out near midcourt. He's just going to be able to bounce it away. 60-46 is going to be the final as the Hilltoppers will pick up their second win of the year and improve to 2-9 with the loss. The Cavies drop to 1-7. For Hillsboro tomorrow, a date with Calhoun. For Carthageville, a matchup with Litchfield. 60-46, the Toppers win it over Carthageville. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up Hillsboro and Carthageville following these messages on WSMI. In the books, Hillsboro beats Carthageville 60-46 to pick up the victory here on the opening night of pool play at the 54th annual Carthageville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Carthageville jumped out to an early 5-0 lead in the game's opening minute. Hillsboro took a timeout, got settled down. Toppers led 18-14 after one, 32-21 at the half. It was 49-37 Hillsboro after three. And then they outscored Carthageville 11-9 in the fourth to win it 60-46. 15 points tonight for Jace Tekin, and that led the way in the ballgame. 13 for Nick Andre, 8 points for Brock Bellever, 7 points for Gavin Matouche, 5 points for Dylan Smale, 5 points for Drake Vogel, 5 points for Dylan McCamick, 2 points for Ian Malloy. I had Hillsboro unofficially for 10 turnovers and 16 of 27 at the foul line. For the Carletonville Cavaliers, they were paced tonight by Michael Byatts, who finished with 14, 13 for Briley Roper, 11 for Ethan Trim, 6 points for Jack Kessinger, and 2 points for Carson Weiser. Carletonville got to the free throw line just 8 times tonight, made half of them, had them unofficially for 17 turnovers on the night. With the loss, Cavaliers dropped to 1-7. With the win, Hillsboro improves to 2-9.
Well, when you look at the Cavaliers, not only the turnovers they had, but the unforced errors. So many times they were caught looking down when they're dribbling. They're not looking at the floor, not seeing the other four players, and more importantly, not seeing where the Hillsboro defenders were. And give Hillsboro's defense credit. They were pesty tonight.
They were, Gary. You know how this goes. When a team is struggling, whatever the case may be, little mistakes get compounded. And sometimes when you're rolling right, maybe you make a mistake, but you get away with it. But when things aren't going right, you don't get away with anything.
And there were 2 or 3 times, maybe even more, late in the game for Carletonville came up with a good steal. But then they couldn't convert. Well, that turnover, the takeaway, doesn't really help you unless you get down to the other end and convert, especially when you're trailing. They had an opportunity when they were down by 11 a couple times to make it single digits at 9. They could have got to 7, maybe 6, but it just didn't happen.
We don't keep track of points off turnovers, but it sure felt like Hillsboro cashed in on the Carletonville turnovers at a greater rate than Carletonville cashed in the Hillsboro turnovers.
Well, there were so many of the Carletonville turnovers that occurred at or near midcourt, and it was a breakaway for the toppers, and they took advantage of it. And, of course, anytime you can get to the basket and don't have to face Ethan Trim, that's a big hassle you don't have to worry about.
That is a good problem not to have
if
you're the opposition. When you look at Hillsboro, Gary, you know, just their second win of the year, but I continue to say they are better than a 2-19. Now, you are what your record is. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, they lost in overtime to Shelbyville, went down there to Carlisle in that Kaskaskian Classic. You know, you got Woodlawn down there, Pinckneyville's down there. I mean, just a loaded who's of teams down there. So they've taken some lumps from some very good teams. We saw them beat a nice New Berlin team at the Teetote Shootout versus Cancer on December 14th. But when you look at this Hillsboro team, they seem better than their record is to me.
Well, there are two kids there that I think, and I call them kids because they're young, they're a little bit inexperienced, Matouche and Vogel.
Yeah.
And having seen them earlier in the year and watching them now, they've come by leaps and bounds. And I think as we see those two players in particular mature, we're going to see this team be a much more effective ball club, both offensively and defensively.
Drake Vogel, Gary, has that, what do I want to say, a little bit of Nick Price in him to me, where he's got that flash to his game, but he's got the skill and the talent to back it up, and he's not afraid to take the big shot.
Well, and the other thing I liked about him, there were a few times tonight there where he made a sophomore mistake, and he didn't let it live with him. He let it go, went on and played. The next thing you know, he's making a nice play. That's a sign, as you say, that's Price-istic.
Hillsboro gets the win over Carletonville 60-46. Carletonville hosting, of course, the holiday tournament here, the 54th annual holiday tournament at Carletonville, Litchfield, and Calhoun on the floor. They will tip in about 10 minutes here from CHS. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI.